now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Candidate filing closed at noon this Wednesday, ending weeks of political gossip and speculation about who is running and who isn't. There is no partisan competition in 90 of the 50 state Senate districts, a higher number than 2008 and 2010. Several have Republican or Democratic primaries, but in terms of which party will represent the district, the decision has already been made. That's true in 51 House districts. That means that more than 40% of the total seats in the House and Senate have already been won by one political party, with Republicans enjoying a significant advantage before a single vote is cast. That's not surprising. These are maps drawn by a Republican majority to preserve a Republican majority. The courts are still considering their constitutionality, but regardless of what the courts decide, the maps and the filings they inspired are compelling evidence that we need an independent redistricting process. That's an idea that Republicans championed for years before they got the power to draw the maps to help themselves. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.